Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to a very special edition of Weekdays with Murph. I woke up this morning and looked at the calendar, like I always do, and I noticed the date. And I didn't really think all that much of it. So I went about my day, you know, and I got to looking closer at the date, and I saw it was the 4th. Well, and that got me thinking, it was exactly 6 months ago today that I started this little show. 6 months, y'all. That's pretty incredible. And there are several people that I'd like to thank for this. First and foremost is someone I have the absolute utmost respect for is Chrissy from Our Heart Radio. I respect everything she's done over there at her show, and I know she'll continue to do great things with that show. Several more people I have to thank for staying with me for the past 6 months. Oh, wow, that sounds strange coming out of my mouth. 6 months on the radio. That still sounds pretty strange. Anyway, I have to thank Doug from On Air with Doug, another radio show that I respect, and also Pam from a Take Two Radio, which is yet another a show that I respect and I have called into several times. That does it for the radio show hosts. Now, on to some supporters of mine. There have been two people that have just stood behind me and made this radio show possible. First off, I have to thank Amanda and Nicole. These two people have been just a complete and total supporters of me, and without them, I don't think I'd be where I am today. So thank you guys for everything you've done. If you're out there listening, which I hope you are, okay, and now for the guests. It has been my honor and privilege to have spoken with the most down to earth, humble, respectful, just incredible guests anybody could ever imagine. So let me see if I can run down the list real fast. Let's see. The first guest we had on was Cody Kitchen, the former GH's Maggie, and she was just an absolute doll. complete and total sweetheart. After that, we had on Chrissy from Our Heart Radio, like I said. I chatted with her a little bit about her show and how it all got started. That was a entertaining little chat. Next, we had, if I remember correctly, we had Emily Wilson, GH's Ellie. And that was probably one of the most fun, upbeat shows I've ever done. I have so much respect for, and this is getting a little bit off topic here, but I have so much respect for soap actors and just everybody in the entertainment business. So again, I thank you guys for coming on. And next up we have Jen Lilly, who is probably my favorite person ever. Jen Lilly is so sweet. She's just, and I'll be honest, she almost, it took me up a time or two on air. I'll be totally honest. If you have a chance to listen to our chat, I will not regret it. I guarantee you. And last but not least, we have another person I have to thank is Achille Thibode, who plays a GH's Brit. And I think you guys can see a trend here. I'm a huge GH fan, obviously. I think you guys know that by now. So, and again, I have to say, Achille, it is a lot, Jen, the sweetest person ever. Now, I know Brit. How can I put this tactfully? Brit, well, she's a bit of a bitch. I'll say that much. hence the name. Hence the nickname Britch we gave her. But Kelly, I can go on and on about Kelly. She is just so real, so just, and the thing, and the thing that I respect the most about her is she takes the time out to reach out to the fans. Of course, all the GH stars do, but Kelly is absolutely just a totally inspiring. I mean, if you follow her on Twitter, and you should, the stuff she posts, the pictures she posts, the little quote she posts, she's probably the most inspiring person ever. And again, like I say, and this is for the fans. You guys out there have been just so great. And I'm trying my hardest to book a more guest for you guys because the reason I started this show is to bring fans closer to their favorite owner talents and to bring the talents a bit closer to their fans because we see the a talent on screen is this I don't want to say as this big primetime a daytime actor, but when you really break it down, these stars are just like us, and I'm so glad I've gotten the opportunity to do this for 6 months, and I'm hoping I will have. If you guys will let me, I'm hoping to do this for many more months to come, and back on the guest for a second. I have a theory about celebrities, and this is kind of funny, but. Celebrities are just like us. They put their pants on one leg at a time, just like the rest of us, you know. And before I started this show, I was like anybody else. I was completely and totally starstruck. There was no way in this world, I thought, that I would ever have the guts to approach a celebrity, you know. But through this show, I have seen that yes, even though celebrities. Even though celebrities and actors have these big time jobs, they're humans like us, and the reason I'll let you guys in a little secret. The reason why I don't conduct your, quote, a typical celebrity interview, like, oh, how's a so-and-so to work with, oh, you've done this or whatever, you know, is because I put myself in their shoes. If I was a celebrity, I would get sick and tired of answering the same questions day in, day out, interview in, interview out. So I try and come up with little fun, quirky questions that let you in on who the celebrity is on a more a personal level, so they can become more relatable to you. So that's my interview philosophy. I'm not seeing anybody call in as of yet So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and end this episode right now. But again, I wanted to just say, I thank you guys so much for these past 6 months. And I still cannot believe it's been 6 months since this little show was born. And with that, I will say you've been listening to A Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.